Start the Suzuki Tiding on Jane Popper. P P O P P E R. P as in Paul. P O P P E R. P as in Paul. Native cast station is 10725. Native cast station is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is will tell us this is a. This is a 75-year-old lady who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea, has been on a CPAP set up nightly with a full face mask, and has been compliant with it, period. The patient denies any shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or daytime sleepiness. He has gained weight. I'm sorry, she has gained weight over the past year and has a history of diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history includes a history of diabetes and history for hyperlipidemia and history of depression. She has non-alcoholic fatty liver and has a history of anemia and fibromyalgia. She has been treated for pneumonia and pleurisy and empyema at a young age and required chest tube placement for drainage of empyema. She had bilateral total knee arthroplasties done and right shoulder replacement done. And she also had an appendectomy and a hysterectomy. The history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin, emicin, and stradol. Next, habits. Patient denies smoking and no alcohol use, period. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. And mother also had a history of heart attacks, period. Next, review of systems. The patient denies fatigue or fever. So no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency. She has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pain and no leg swelling. She has depression and denies easy bruising. And she has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, medalist included lisinopril. Lipitor, 40 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 25 milligrams daily. Buspar, 7.5 milligrams BID. And Cymbalta, 60 milligrams BID. One aspirin daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor cyanosis, clubbing of perfed edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 135/80. pulse 105, respiration is 20. Temps 97 to 8 is 218, saturation 97. HE and non spelling, pupils reactive. Throat is clear, ears, no inflammation, nasal cavity matters. Next supple number is no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fills, decreased excursions with occasional basal crackles. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinary megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no cap, tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, no gross, motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin knowledge is noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is diabetes mellitus. Number 3, history of depression. Number 4, fibromyalgia. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Plan the patient has been advised to continue with CPAP nightly at 12 centimeter H2O pressure with a full face mask. Copy of her recent polysomnogram will be requested. She also is advised to get a CT chest since her last chest X-ray showed evidence of lower lung atelectasis. And the patient will try to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. Continue with the other medications mentioned above. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Leslie Williams, M.D. Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. Leslie Williams, M.D. Thank you.